Yes?
They have Bert Marshall for you on 9-0.
Tell Grady I would say no to that. Tell Ward to be sure John Conley knows he's done that.
Bert?
Yes, Mr. President.
Attorney General is going to see me later, but I talked to Katzenbach, and he left a message about our talking to these families. Katzenbach's going to get Lee White to run up and see him in Ryan's office and tell him what all we've done and how interested we are, so we don't open up, have every boy that gets missing his parents come down to the White House and have a platform, and these congressmen come along with them.
Yes.
If we can't catch them in the office, why, we'll have them come see Lee White there. Now, I want to talk to you about the conciliation thing. First, do you think I ought to call the governor on this? Attorney General indicated he thought maybe I ought to.
Governor?
I thought I'd call Senator Eastland and ask him what he thinks we can do here on these three boys.
Oh, I think the senator could tell you, Mr. President, better than I could if you ask him that question.
You think that's the thing to do?
Yes, I talked to Attorney General Patterson down in
Mississippi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This morning, I know him, and he's always been honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Senator Eastland always is, and so I've done that, and he's probably told the governor about that call. I told him that the Bureau was in there and that we wanted to cooperate and not fight with the state over this, which was a matter of finding three kids that had disappeared. And so he was, as he always is, he was perfectly friendly and said that he'd see what he could do to help.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think on whether you should call the governor, which I think maybe you should do, I think the senator would give you better advice than anyone else on that.
What would you say to the governor if you talked to him? Just ask him to try to help find him?
Yes.
Wouldn't he say, I'm already doing that? Probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you did do it, Mr. President, I think it would have to be in a way that wasn't public. I mean, I think we couldn't do that to the governor. It would ruin, I mean, it would make it so tough on him to be helpful at all.
Did you tell the kids, tell their parents that you talked to the Attorney General?
Yes, I did tell them that. But he won't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
But the governor would
resent it?
I would think that he might, Mr. President. Again, I think Senator Eastland could give you the best advice on that. We need we need to keep him.
Sure.
We need to keep him helpful if we can, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm. And you don't think my calling him would be make him helpful if it got out?
I wouldn't think so.
That's my judgment. Now, on this conciliator, we got the mayor of Atlanta in, and he just said no circumstances would he resign. He'd give us a third of his help, so half of his halftime help, but he couldn't resign. So I told Hodges to pursue it with the mayor of Charlottesville, as the other suggestion made.
Mm-hmm.
And if he failed there, to give some thought to Leroy Collins, what did you think of that?
Oh, I think he'd be first rate, Mr. President, although he's cashed in a lot of chips, down there, of course. That is, he's spoken out so strongly on this subject in the past. But I think in all areas except the very, very difficult states, he'd be first rate.
Hmm. All right. Now, if we fail there, they talk to Dave Lawrence. He doesn't want to do it, but would you think that he's a little too old? Why would you... Do you know anybody be better? We got to get somebody pretty quick.
That's right, Mr. President.
The South likes Dave Lawrence.
They
respect him, every one of them. The Dick Russells, the Lyndon Johnsons, everybody that he was against. He's never been for us. I mean, he is strong for Jack Kennedy against Lyndon Johnson. But he does it in such a way that you respect him.
Mm-hmm.
You like him.
Well, he's a very fine man, Mr. President.
Well, will you explore that and give me some other names if you think of them? I want to be sure that we get somebody that you think the Negroes will accept, that you all will think will be fair and work with you and under your leadership, and that Hodges will appoint.
All right, Mr. President.
And you give me two or three more names of Southerners that we can explore. Now, I wouldn't be hesitant to make Ted Keel do it if he'd do it, although he's a New Yorker.
Yes, I think he has some identifications with the NAACP and other groups that would make it difficult for him. And
maybe that.
He was identified. I think he may have been a founding member of a thing called the Gandhi Society, which King was involved in.
Now, Hodges doesn't like him, but Dr. Taylor recommended this fellow Simpkin over to over to Labor Department, conciliator, head of the conciliation service.
I don't know.
Simpkin or Sipkin?